Please welcome David Scott.
Thank you, everybody. Glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. I got a good story for you. Do you like mysteries? Yes. Everybody loves mysteries. I mean, Agatha Christie has made millions off mysteries. Well, I have a mystery. And it all started, like most mysteries, there's always a death involved. This one is my very best friend for a long time. She lived in Ojai. She was she had an art gallery there, and she handled my work for me. And whenever I'd go down to Ojai, I would stay at her house and visit with her. And then she got this terrible diagnosis of cancer. And she fought it for 3 or 4 years, and then finally succumbed. And I was down there the week before she died. And when I was leaving her house, as I was walking out of her bedroom, I looked back at her and I took some photos of her in the bed. And then I said, "Now listen, Nancy, I want you to watch over me when you're on the other side." And she said, "I will." So I was comforted with that, and then I went and got in my car and cried all the way back up here. Well, that was January 28th, and then 3 weeks ago, I'm in my studio working, and I really had to do a cleanup job. So, I mean, I was sweeping, I was putting things away, you know, it was a mess in there. And I got all dusty and dirty, spider webs. It was terrible. But I was determined to finish the job, so I just kept soldiering through. And then I decided, that's enough. I've had it. So I went next door. My studio's in San Miguel. Right next door is a fabulous old bar. It's the second oldest bar in the county. It's called the Elkhorn Bar. So I went in the bar and I got myself a beer and came back out after drinking it, sat down for a few minutes, and then I decided, time for me to go home. So I went and got my car. It's a Toyota, an old one. And I started driving back to San Luis, and I realized I needed gas. So I pulled into the gas station, and it's a truck stop up near San Miguel. And I pulled out my wallet, put my credit card in, filled up the tank. Always fill it up when I use my credit card. And then I set the wallet on top of the gas pump. And then later, I was putting the hose away, and I looked at it. The wallet was staring at me, and I said, "I better put you in the car right now, you know, so I don't forget." I'd had a beer, and alcohol makes me forget. I mean, that's why we drink, to forget. So, but we don't want to forget things like that. So anyway, I threw the wallet in the car. At least that's my memory. And then I drove home, and I'm really tired, and I got in late, and I just plopped down on the bed with my clothes on, went to sleep, woke up in the morning, took a shower and everything, and then thought, I've got to go out. So I went to where I usually leave my wallet in a drawer in the kitchen, and it wasn't there. So I thought, oh my God, must have left it in the car. So I go back to the car. I go searching through the car. It's not in the car. I'm starting to freak out. I get really freaked when I lose something. And I remember I'd had a beer, and that really made me feel guilty and stupid and everything all at once. So I thought, well, I'll go back in the house. It's got to be in there. I searched all through the house, under the bed, through the clothes that I had worn the day before, looked in the closet like it fell out onto the floor. Where is the friggin' wallet? You know, I'm starting to get very worried, very tense. and a little crazy. You get a little crazy when you lose something. And, you know, they say, you know, insanity is a definition of when you repeat the same action over and over again, expecting a different result. You know, I looked under the bed at least three or four times, in the closet, in my clothes, jackets, pants. Then I went into the kitchen. I started looking around the kitchen. Did I leave it on the counter when I walked in or on the table? I looked in the refrigerator. Not only did I look in the refrigerator once, I looked in it twice. And the second time I looked in it, I even looked in the freezer compartment. When I was finished with that, I saw the microwave sitting there. I got to check the microwave, so I look in the microwave to see if it could be there. It was nowhere. So I drove back all the way up to San Miguel to the gas station, went inside, said, did anybody turn in a wallet? No wallet here. So I thought, fine, I'll go to the studio. And then I thought, well, it won't be at the studio because I left the studio in the Toyota and I had the wallet with me and I paid for the gas with a credit card. But I went to the studio anyway because I'm crazy now, right? I'm obsessing. And I look around the studio. Of course, it's not there. So I get back in the car and I head back down here. And then I went through the whole house again, looking in all the same places that I had looked that morning. Then I called the credit card company, and I canceled the card. And I was pretty distraught, and I was upset, angry with myself, very depressed about all of this, still kind of looking in the same old places around the house for it, the closet, under the bed, around it, the food. Then I say, well, that's it. I've given up on it. So 3 or 4 days go by, and I'm sick with myself. I'm really depressed about this now. I have to deliver some artwork to Cal Poly. The artwork was in my truck, which was locked in a garage at my studio. So I thought, well, I better go get that artwork, and I better do it today. So I drove up to San Miguel in my Toyota, unlock the garage, get my truck out, drive my truck down to Cal Poly, go into a parking lot in Cal Poly, and as I'm going, I park the car, I reach for my cell phone to make a call, and my iPhone slips down between the seat and the console, and I'm trying to get it out. And every time I try to reach it with my fingers, it goes in deeper. So I think, oh, I got to get out and move the seat back and look underneath the seat. So I get out, get down on my knee. I'm looking in. I grab the bar that moves the seat back. But before I do this, I don't believe in praying. I was raised a Catholic. I'm really opposed to praying. But I decided to rock the boat. So I go, Nancy, I'm really disappointed in you. I didn't want to get angry at her because I figured that would really be bad. But I'm really disappointed. You said you would watch over me, and you haven't. Here it is. In March, I've lost my wallet, it's gone, I have no idea where it is. Nancy, I'm not angry, but I'm really disappointed and I'm sorry. So, I made that statement earlier in the morning. And now, you know, it's a couple hours later and I'm fumbling with the seat to slide the seat back so I can get my cell phone, my iPhone out. And as I slide the seat back, this is like in a movie where, you know, where you've seen movies where there's a poltergeist and there's things flying across the room, you know. As I move the seat back, the wallet comes flying out. I shit you not. It flew out like a poltergeist. It didn't drop out. You know, it flew out. And I'm on my knees, and I'm right down there next to the floorboard of the car. And it flies out, and I'm, oh, Eureka, what is this? And I'm so amazed and pleased, and I really don't understand it, you know. Now, I, of course, took the wallet. And then I checked to make sure the cell phone was still there, you know, because I thought, it's not going to be a trade. I want that iPhone back. So I reached in there, got the iPhone, put it in my pocket. I'm thanking the heavens. I'm not thinking about Nancy at all. I'm thinking something metaphysical happened here. You know, this is totally unreal. How did it get into the truck? The truck was locked in my garage in San Miguel. I had driven my Toyota, filled it with gas, and it was full of gas, and then driven back up. There was no way that wallet could get into the truck. No way. But yet, it appeared in the truck. All right? Now, that's a mystery. That is a mystery. And we say, you know, the universe is mysterious. You know, we look at it, and, you know, philosophers, everybody, physics professors, everybody says, you know, it's a mystery how everything works, you know. Everybody's in agreement. And this is proof that it's a mystery. This proves it. I don't know how else to explain it, except that it's a mystery.